If we truly desire to accomplish something of significant value, we must undergo mental growth until we embody that very essence we wish to bring into existence. Stay tuned for more details. We'll be right back. Thank you for being here.
Welcome to the Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. Your host is a certified executive coach and trainer with the passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you manage your life and your business at its best. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. Welcome, and I'm happy to be here with you guys. And today we're going to be talking about achieving our desires and what we want. And the first thing that I would like to share with you, which is really something that that really does work, because like I actually practice what I teach, and I can tell you, when you focus your mind on what you want versus what you don't want, you actually set the stage for the next steps. So the first important things is to focus on exactly what you want. You need to define your dream, your goals, and keep remembering what you want and why do you want it. Because sometimes what you want might not be good for you, right? Or we're not talking about only in our life, let's talk about our business. So you have to really be more specific, come up with action plans, and figure out exactly What is it that you want, and what's your why, and why do you really want it, and how would you go about getting it, right? So you stay focused on it. So when you activate your power by deliberately focus on what you want, magic happens. I mean, I remember, you know, for years, long time ago, I've been in corporate sales and training, and now I am running my own coaching company. I can tell you, I've learned a lot from Napoleon Hill, and he said, anything the mind of a man, and I say a woman too, a person, can conceive and bring itself to believe it can achieve. So basically, when you set your goal, and you focus exactly on what is it that you want and believe in it, you can achieve it. So what is the key word here? Actually, a couple of keywords I have mentioned so far. Focus and believe. Focus and believe. Abraham Lincoln said, if you believe it is, or something like that. I don't have the quote in front of me, but into that, you know. So whatever it is that you believe, it's what's going to happen. Right? So because you really focus on that. So just know exactly what you want and believe it in it. But first, focus on what you want. So when, you know, a lot of time, and I find it to be really, I mean, simple choices and simple decisions, sometimes people, I find it to be ironic that it takes them longer to make a decision. Like if you go to a restaurant, for example, and you want to decide what you want to eat. You can say you want food, or you want to get exactly what you want, a vegan dish, steak, fish, whatever it is. You know exactly what you want. You don't just want food. You need to be specific. And then, you know, a lot of people, they go, when they have a lot of choices, they feel like, you know, that it's hard for them to choose what they want. You know, go with the attitude, not just talking about the restaurant, just in general, in your life, in your business, and everywhere you are. Go with the attitude of knowing exactly what you want. I can tell you it takes you places because I know that from experience for myself. So when you define what you want, you know how to get it. You have to believe it. Get that burning desire. Do you have it? And how you define that? How you define what you exactly want? So for example, as important as a sound, you must always, always have a focused goal. Always. But your goal must feel good right now. Like when you say, I want to whatever, right? This is my goal. And I truly believe in it. But it has to feel good. It has to feel really, in your core, really good. So your goal, your biggest dream should always be that I want to feel good about what I want and my goal. I want to feel good right now, not tomorrow, not when you get in your the raise or the new partnership or whatever it is that you ought to, you know, achieve. Always, always feel good now. Your life now was created in 2008 with the idea of now is the best time to do anything. Just think about it. When you think about the past, you think about it right now. When you get afraid of what's going to happen in the future, you're doing it right now. So what is your goal for at this moment? Is to feel good about everything in the now, right? So feel as good as you can. So what does that mean? Being incredibly happy, you know, it sounds like so vain and, you know, whatever. You know, my sense is like, hey, you know, well, the pursuit of happiness, what is the pursuit of happiness? You know, things that brings joy to you. Simple things that bring joy to you. I mean, anytime I find myself, I work with a lot of, you know, complicated, you know, situation or a project that I'm working on. But when I simplify it and I try to like really just feel good about what I'm doing with what I have in front of me and just like really stick with the right now feeling good and aim to feel good and always ask yourself one of the best way to actually bring ourselves to our this present moment is to ask questions. Ask yourself these questions because a simple question leads to higher awareness. What am I feeling right now? What am I thinking about right now? What am I hearing? What am I seeing right now? You're asking all these questions and it brings you back to right now. So, can we use some of these words to describe various emotions? I mean, you know, a lot of us, you know, who went into the work of you know, knowing like emotions, right? I mean, because I really I keep emphasizing on this because our state of mind, our emotions, because, you know, we have that, how we feel is really related to what we think, right? So if it's something is not physical, there's nothing wrong with you, but you're just feeling like, you know, off, whatever, just think about what is it that you think about? What is going on? What are you holding on that really just like kind of stopping you, blocking you into your place and it's not making you move forward? I practice the attitude of gratitude every single day. As I, you know, I get out of bed, I really count through my gratitude. And this is something that I, you know, it's something, I'm a very spiritual person in a sense of like, you know, I'm really attuned to everything in the universe and everything that around me. And everything is energy and everything has a feeling that makes me feel like I see something sitting on my desk and I don't feel right about it. I just move it because, you know, when I make that shift, I shift energy. Whether this is going to make me, you know, going to make you happy? No, it's not that. It's just really kind of recognizing the things that really bring a joy and content. And one of the things that I just always say to myself, I am so happy and grateful that I am happy and content. My aim, I would, when I was in Japan, I was in Kyoto at a temple. And this is, you know, a story that, you know, happened a couple of years ago when I was in Japan. And I saw this like sort of a little coin. It's like kind of made out of metal or whatever. And it was like things was written on it. And I was like really kind of fascinated with it because I really liked it. So I asked the lady behind in the temple, I said, you know, I said, can I get this, can I get one of those coins? And she said, well, we don't sell them, but you can donate and I will give you one. And it came with a piece of paper to explain to you exactly what that coin says. And it says, I learn only that I am content. So find contentment, like always be content. Be content, not settling. There's a difference between like, are you settling for less or are you doing this? Just be content, be happy in the simplest way. And find yourself that you really lifting up yourself, because I honestly use this every single day. I learn only that I am content and I'm grateful that I am content. And watch things happen. Not magic, it's real, because energy moves and every thought, every feeling, every emotions, they all add up to something wonderful. So back to, you know, thinking about emotions, you know, the dominant emotions are love and fear. You know, if you afraid, that means you're lacking love, you know, whatever. I mean, we're really not going to analyze this, but what I want you to really think about and just bring to your awareness, that emotions are not physical. You know, like it's not a physical body feeling, you know, it's more than that. It's not true when your body feels good, your emotions feel good sometimes. But what we are not talking about here is the physical body. We're not talking about the physical body. We are talking about emotions, feeling good, being happy, being content, being settled, feeling secure, feeling confident, feel grateful, feeling blessed, bliss, joy. Think of the different word that comes to your mind when you try to describe different feelings. So there's a difference between feeling so incredibly happy and content, and then feeling, you know, okay. So feel good now. If you want to clearly define it even more, feel as good as you can right now and see how that make you feel, right? We'll tighten it up. So define it more. Your goal should feel good. And to keep feeling good about your goal, you have to start working on the process, because everything is progress. So work on the process, work on the steps that you need to achieve that goal. If it makes you feel good, if it's just off, things are not working, move on to the next one. Don't get stuck. Your goal should always, always make you feel good, no matter what, right? I use affirmation. I'm big on affirmation. I've, you know, adapted a lot of affirmation throughout the years, and I make them mine. And sometimes I share them, you know, online with my posts and my short videos, you know. But, you know, aim to feel good. Find something that you really truly believe in, and just like, you know, always, I was, you know, one of the things that I wanted to mention also about feeling good. Because we all go through a lot of different stages in our life. We're up and down, our emotional is like roller coaster, right? And but when you feel down, and I just like, I start, you know, like bringing myself back more to that time, a place where I felt really good. And just in my mind, I go there, even for a few minutes. If I'm able to close my eyes for a couple of minutes, to just to take myself back to that place, to that moment, and stay there for a few minutes, and then wake up, I mean, we open our eyes, and then just see how you feel, and then look at what's in front of you again, look at that goal, does it make you feel good? Then you move forward with that. Because if you haven't been feeling content for a long time, and you want to feel content, well, you know what? It's mind over matter, and it really, truly is. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we will continue with our episode for today. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Would you like to grow your business and advance professionally? We would love to be of service to you. We are expert in creating the right solutions for you and for your business. At Your Life Now, we know what it takes to succeed and to increase your bottom line and to grow professionally. So for more information, please contact us at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Your Life Now show. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wolke, also known as Coach Rhea. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here. So we took a short break, and when we come back, we are going to continue talking about staying focused, feeling good about what we want, and believe in it. So it's really up to you how you want to feel. You know, some people, you know, want to feel love. But in order for you to feel love, you have to love. So, you know, I like to read a lot. And one of my favorite book by Ernest Holmes, Creative Mind and Success. Check it out. Ernest Holmes says that we need to love everything and everyone. That might sound like really hard to do. In that book, you know, it always tells you, and it is really not that easy. And I know for myself, because I'm such a, you know, whatever, like I'm perfectionist, and there's no such a thing as that. And I'm always looking for details, and I'm very detail oriented. But sometimes, like, you run into things, it sets you off, right? Whether with a partner, at work, at home, or whatever. And you just say, like, you know, I really don't like this person, or I don't love this person, or whatever. But what it tells you in the book, you have to just get over that, and you have to come up from a place of love. So we must love everyone. I know that sounds crazy. You might not like everyone, but you gotta have love always and radiate it out. Because look, when you give love, you receive love. It's about giving and receiving, not just receiving. You gotta put something out. When you go shopping, you don't get things for free unless you, you know, celebrity and they're giving you things for free, right? But you gotta pay for it. So that's giving. You give money for the purchase that you made. So you want love, you gotta give love. So it's simple as that. I know it sounds like, you know, maybe a little exaggerated on, you know, but it really takes a discipline. And I notice myself, like, you know, it sets me off with someone. Like I said, I'm a multicultural person, travel the world, I speak in different languages, and I feel, you know, but I'm not above or under anyone, right? So I just feel like sometimes, like, when I don't click with people, or just something, like, it's just like, oh my God, this doesn't take, you know. And it just sets you off. But you have to always remind yourself, everybody's trying to do their best. And you know what? Maybe their best is not, you know, enough for you, but it's enough for them, right? So you just have to get over why you don't love or care for that person. And just, you know, just say, you know what? Start with loving yourself. Start with loving yourself. That is the most wonderful things and most wonderful place to start. So if you miss love, you miss hugs and feeling appreciated from people and love from people. So you're craving that feeling, right? So you gotta, you know, put it out. Put it out in a healthy, appropriate way, obviously. And then watch yourself receiving it. Put it out. Put it out to the universe. Write down, you know, what is it that you want? Write it down. Writing things down. It's amazing how writing things down can actually put things in motion. Obviously, not just writing down and tossing them away. You gotta follow up with these things that you write down. So you might feel bored with some people. You might feel like, you know, that you're not being appreciated and you want to feel good. So what do? If the key here is to feel good, we start with focusing on what we want, and we also need to feel good about what we want, right? Including feeling good right now. So when you wake up in the morning, start your day by spending at least 5 minutes before you get out. No one around you, whatever, you know, someone around you, not around you, they don't know what's going on. Just don't get out of bed. Take a few deep breaths and just tune in. Put yourself in your own, you know, like feel yourself, right? And just tell yourself that I'm going to count, let's say from 25 to 1. This is Jose Silva method that I've been practicing myself for a long time. I do it, you know, for a lot longer than 5 minutes. But, you know, just close your eyes and think about the things that you want and what you have. But when you focus on what you have and who you are as a person, you appreciate things more, right? So that's when the gratitude comes in. So kind of like, you know, take a few deep breaths. Set the day in motion that is going to be a great day, and you're going to have an amazing, wonderful day. And how lucky you are, and how happy you are, and how blessed you are, and how wonderful your life is, because now you have a brand new day to conquer and to do things. Some people, they don't have that. So that's your first goal, right? Just start from there. Start from the beginning. So when you go out into the world, you know, I mean, again, I use a lot of affirmation, but before I get out of bed and I go through my gratitude and I just say, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, and I just keep running through them. Every day I feel like I have more things, thank God. Or, you know, in a sense of God, as I think of it, as not a place in a between walls. I think of God as something that is all around us. We are a power and divine ourselves. So think about, you know, appreciate these things that you have and who you are. Start from there. So when you define your dream, you know what you want, you have now choices. One choice, to be specific, obviously you have to focus, or not to be specific at all and be general. The third option is not defining anything, but feeling good as the goal, as a, you know, feeling good as a goal or objective. So if that's what you want, then that's fine. So work toward it. But when you be specific and you know exactly what you want and you set the, you know, motion, you believe in it, it feels good, it feels right, you know why you want it, now you can move forward. And, you know, I mean, building a relationship, not only like personal relationship, but also like, you know, working relationship, but just any relationship in general. It's a give and take, right? And sometimes, you know, we might not come across. And I know myself, I mean, for years I felt like, you know, maybe I'm just not, you know, maybe it's my accent. Maybe about people not understanding me very well. Or maybe I'm just not coming across exactly. I'm just so aggressive on this, or because I have a belief in it. So, like, you know, you have to, like, sort of manage you know, how you take your relationships and how you deal with people, and know that, you know, that you can attract. And it's one of my definition. I say I'm grateful that I attract wonderful and helpful people to me. I'm grateful and happy and content that I attract wonderful and happy and helpful people to me. This is just an affirmation. But does it, you know, if you don't really follow up with that affirmation, you don't really believe it, and nothing gonna happen. So you gotta really truly believe it. So if you, you know, think about one thing and you do another things, it sort of kind of, you know, washes one thing, washes the other. So there is no good result from there. So back to Napoleon Hill, right? So Napoleon Hill, when he defined your dream, he said, when you define your dream to get your burning desire for its achievement, it means that when your attitude is right, fact don't count. What does that mean? When your attitude right, facts don't count. I'm all about facts, right? Like we need to fact, but sometimes it's how it feels, right? Your attitude, like your attitude to it. So, you know, can you have a burning desire for something you want? Of course you can. And why do you want it? You should know that. Do you believe you can have it? I hope you do. And I think you should. So these are techniques, you know what you want, focus exactly, specific. What do you want? What is your dream? What's your goal? Do you have a burning desire for it? Does it feel good? Do you believe in it? Do you have the right attitude? So what's blocking you? If all the stuff you think, like you answer, yes, Rhea, I know, I believe, and I have a focus, you know, but I'm still not, you know, where I needed to be, right? So what's stopping you from having what you want? There could be a couple things. Maybe because you really truly don't believe it. Or your intention. Remember, I also set intentions every single day. Like, you know, I intend to do this and I intend to be this way and I intend to judge nothing that occurred today. This is, you know, Deepak Chopra, I remember, like, you know, says, I judge nothing that occurred today, or something like that. Don't judge anything that occurs today, so do you really believe it? And is your intention, do you have intention counter intention? Does that make any sense? So let's simplify some of these techniques I shared with you. So no matter what your goal is, and, you know, you want to believe it, and you feel like, you know, there's still something blocking you because maybe you don't believe it enough, or your intention is not, you know, set correctly, and your intention is not really kind of on the same alignment with what you really truly believe it is. So first thing we need to do again is to feel good about what we want. You must use your feeling as your guide. How you feel, ask the question, how do I feel right now? What am I thinking about right now? These feelings are, you know, it's incredible. And so know that, get in touch with that. Use your feeling as your guide forward. So how do you feel right now? So can you define what you want now? Do you believe in it? So writing things down is a very powerful practice. And I needed to tell you this again, that I practice what I teach, and I write every single day. I write and I write and I write, and I could probably have tons of book and publication because of all my writing, which, you know, some of it came to flourishing and became a published, And some of it is in the work, but that's not what our goal is. Is our goal is to just really write down exactly what we want. Write down anything and everything you want. What would you want? What do you want? Make a list of material and non-material things. And then next to each of those items that you put on your list, see how they make you feel. How do you feel when you get it? When you get whatever is on that list? Like I mentioned, I personally done this, still do it every single day. And I work on it. I work on my list. And I just feel like, you know, this is exactly how I can move beyond my emotions, beyond everything, because I'm just setting myself to always focus on feeling good and achieving what I want. I hope this is helpful. And one of the other thing that I can share with you, this is an affirmation that I use personally, but I'm gonna give you the altered version of it, because you know, so you can make it yours. And it goes like this: I am now able to focus my mind at will, and I hold loving thoughts, and I intend to feel good now and always. I say it again. I am now able to focus my mind at will, which is what I want, the future. I hold loving thoughts, and I intend to feel good now and always. So until next time, stay amazing, stay blessed, radiate love everywhere you go, and watch love knocks on your door. And then be mindful anytime you feel like you kind of, you know, shifting off to a world of you know, I call it, anyway, what is reality, right? But like, you know, cut off the noise. There's a tons of noise out there, you know, and remember, I always say the highest freedom is the freedom of choice. So when we have the freedom to choose, let's choose wisely. Let's choose what makes us feel good and what makes the difference in our life and those around us. I always say I am grateful for this day and to be able to be of service. So, you know, you're putting yourself out there, you know, because when you put yourself out there, it's amazing what things can happen. Try it. Give it a try and see how you know, the result. Tell me what's going on and reach out to me. You can, you know, I'm on social media everywhere. On social media, you can connect with me there. Send me messages or on the website at yourlifenow.info. And let me know what you think. Love to start the conversation. Stay amazing. Much love to all. Just a quick reminder. We talked about affirmation and how powerful they are. But also affirmation, you have to believe them in order for them to work. So just remember that. Affirmation have real power, but they also... how you have to speak into them, like you have to truly believe them. As Ernst Holmes says, as we cannot speak a word that we don't know, so we cannot make an affirmation that we don't understand. We really affirm only that which we know to be true. We know that to be true which we have experienced within ourselves. So here you go. So create your own affirmation. That's why I said alter it to your own. Believe what you believe is true to you is true to you. All right, my friend. Until next time. And one more thing, it takes collaboration and mutual agreement to make the impossible possible. So go ahead, create great relationship and collaboration and make the impossible possible. Look for insight, be present, and be all that you will to be. Much love to all.